Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome along to Writer's Routine. It's our bonus by episode, a little chunk, just the routine. This week, it's with Jeffrey Deaver, who came on the show a few years ago. He's published over 40 novels, a crime, a behemoth. At the time, he was here to talk about The Never Game, which introduced a brand new character, the enigmatic investigator Colter Shaw. Now, we talk about how his working day varies throughout the year, also why he's anxious about getting back to work. And the interesting thing, he doesn't write an actual word of his proper novel over a year in the first 8 months. We talk about why that is. Now, his novels, they're not like lauded works of, he'll be the first to say to him, they aren't lauded works of art. They're intricate puzzles. They're fun. They're games for the reader. And in the main episode, we talk about how he builds them. Actually, I will really urge you to listen for the full episode with Jeffrey if you haven't heard it yet. I mean, simply for the description of his writing space, it is comprehensive. We could have done a full-length show just on that. So go and find it wherever you normally get your podcast from. If you enjoy this episode, if it gives you any amount of inspiration to help your writing day, you can always just send a little bit to us over at patreon.com/writersroutine. A little goes a very long way, I promise. And give us a follow on Twitter. We are at writerspod there. And you can always get in touch with the show at writersroutine.com. And now let's get into it with Jeffrey Deaver and just his routine.
My working day varies depending on category three, where I am in the process, because the process, my year-long process, varies significantly. So what I will do is tell you, pick an average day to sort of get my physical routine of where I am and what I'm doing. Because when we talk about point three, then we'll see that in, say, March, I do sit down and do one thing. April, May, June, October, I do something very different, even though I'm sitting at the same desk or in the same plane and so forth. But my typical day is wake up early, 7 o'clock, so feed my dogs because they require feeding, feed myself. They get the food first. I'll let them out to do their doggy business. And then I sit down, go to the homepage of my computer, which is the New York Times, see what the American government has got itself up to now, which has got to be, of course, some other type of chaos. That's 10 minutes or so, and then I start to work. I'm at my desk. It could vary from 6 hours to 18 hours. It's not really a question of, again, the inspiration. At this age, I'm 69 years old, will soon to be 69. It's harder to sit still than it used to be when I was young. I like to get a little bit of exercise, so I go out for a walk. That takes part of the day. But I am pretty much tethered to my computer, doing research, writing the book itself. At a certain level of publishing, and I don't mean a hierarchy, I mean by virtue of the fact that I have many books out, 40 novels, about 80 short stories, those books are in various permutations. For instance, there is going to be a remake. Oh, it's not a remake. It's an original TV series based on the Bone Collector book. That was the movie, of course. Now it's going to be an NBC TV pilot. Well, one of my typical writing day would be interrupted by doing press about that. I'd get calls about interviews, and I might write those down in email, or I might actually talk to a journalist about it. I have publishers around the world, about 30 or 40 publishers. They are bringing books out at different times. In other words, a book that of mine that was published 5 years ago in America and the UK is now being published for the first time in, it could be the Czech Republic or Russia or wherever. Have to talk to the agent and the often the translator about that. So little business things intervene. At the end of the day, I have a partner. She and I have several houses, and so we are often together, but often we're not, and that's worked out very well for both of us. I will have a bite of dinner and usually get back to the computer. During dinner, I will like to see what is going on in the world of culture. That means what's going on in Breaking Bad. The latest sequel to that is Better Call Saul. Oh, fascinating. What else is on Netflix? What else is on TV? I watch some TV, not very much. I actually found that when I watch a show or a movie or read a book, I get anxious about getting back to my own work. You don't get into this business without loving books, and I've read how many, 100,000 books or so during the course of my life, but I want to get back to doing what I do. So if I'm at home by myself, get back to the computer and work all over again, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, it's quitting time, time for bed, and then things starts all over again the next day. Variation on time is largely because of other things I have to do in my life, because one does need to get his or her car registered, for instance. I travel a great deal. I have as an avocation, Madeline, my partner and I, we breed and show dogs. We do the, in America, we do the, like the Crufts type of showing you have here. So I will occasionally go to dog shows, and I may have to pick up my dog from the groomer, get the dog ready to go to a dog show. So that would be a 6 hour day. The 12 or 18 hour days are when nothing else is going on in my life. I have a deadline coming up, and I sit down, roll up my sleeves, and get to work. And I'm an author that I think this is very important for any listeners out there, and I suspect there are some who do want to be writers, that you never, ever miss a deadline. That's period. There's just no two ways about it. You can negotiate deadlines with your editor, but if you have a set deadline, you meet it. And that might be an 18-hour day.
So what's the secret to that then? Is it that you know how much you need to get done per day? Have you, I mean, we'll come to this later when we talk about the whole year, but do you figure out how long a Jeffrey Deaver book needs to be? I don't know, say 100,000 words, then you figure out how much that is a day. I've spoken to some authors who do that.
Yes. And, you know, it's when I teach my courses in writing, I tell my students, whatever works for you works. It's a very subjective thing. I have a very specific routine in crafting a book. It works for me. I've developed that over the years, as one of your questions alluded to. But the reason it's difficult for me to answer that question is that I don't go by word count, but we'll talk about this more in a minute, I'm sure. But I do a very extensive outline, and that takes a huge portion of the year. All I do is the outline. So I don't have a word count with the outline. I don't hold myself to a standard. I say, what am I going to get done during the course of this, in the case of doing the outline, 8 months? And per day, all I know is by the end of that 8 months, roughly 110 to 150 page outline has to be finished. And I sit down and do that during the 8 months. And then I realize, okay, I've got the outline, maybe noodle with it a little bit, and then sit down and write the actual book itself. Do you see why? With the outline, it kind of skews the writing process that most authors have, because I do not write a word of prose for 8 months. I do not put together the book for 8 months. It's all a schematic, basically an engineering diagram of the book from start to finish.
And that is it for this week's Random Routine, the bite-sized chunk with Jeffrey Deaver. You can catch up on the full episode right now wherever you get your podcast from. It's from a few years ago. Scroll back on your feed and you will find it. Now, a little later on Friday this week, we're chatting to the West End actor turned writer Hayley Doyle, all about her new love story. It's uplit. It's called Love Almost. That is on Friday, so make sure you follow us wherever you get your podcasts from. In the meantime, you can always support us at patreon.com/writersroutine and get in touch at writersroutine.com. And I will see you Friday with Hayley Doyle on the show. Until then, bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.